You are listening to a Central Life Christian Church presentation. For more information, visit centrallife.com.au.
That's what we do in this church. We love to read from the Bible. Chapter. And it begins the story of a great man of the Bible. It begins the story of Abraham, was that he went on an adventure with God. And up until he had this ordinary life, after he goes on this adventure, by the time it's all finished, he and God move miraculously and he has lived life to the full. An adventure. And it should be the same for you and I. Let's have a look at the beginning. Go from your country, your people and your father's household to the land I will show you. Blessing. I will bless those who bless you and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarah in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. What makes an adventure? Well, I think there's basically five things that you've got to get going when you've got it together, is we have to have a reason to go. It's pretty basic, isn't it? We have to have a reason to go to him. Excuse me. And God's saying why he should go. God says why, but he doesn't say where. Go to a land I will show you. So Abraham's got you to go to a place where I can bless you. So here's where was his journey. Now, it was a leave your country, go to get to the place of blessing. That was his journey. But it was a good reason. So move from here, go to there. Great idea. Now, a little bit tough. You need a reason. Because when the journey gets tough, then to keep going. If you haven't got the reason, you'll give up. Now, I was listening to exhorting everyone who was here. Look, in 2016, whatever God has said in the past, don't give up. Reason. I'm on this journey. There's a reason I come to church on a Sunday. There's a reason. And you think this is it. I guarantee you, you will tire of church. They no longer have a reason to get out of bed or to leave their homes and come together and be church. By God, we are called to an adventure. Amazing adventure. We were in chosen birthed. God called you on an adventure. That Bible tells us in Ephesians, we were predestined to be adopted as his sons. Us, and like Abraham, this adventure is amazing. Got it for us. We have to have a good reason to go. Once with his pleasure and will. That means that God wants, that's what he wants to do. And what gives God the greatest pleasure is us being, I want to feel church. You know, I want to feel God in church. I want to be blessed. Actually, what you do, you have to go to a place of, get yourself into a place of blessing. An amazing thing, isn't it? Each and every one of us gets a little discouraged in their walk with God, who finds it a bit tough from time to time. I do. I do. I misfire every now and again. I'm thinking, oh, why am I doing this? You know, I was called to an adventure with my God. It's coming. That's going to be awesome. And I think of that. And then I think of, hey, enjoying the walk with me. You ever thought about that? God is enjoying his walk with you. He's having a great blast with us as a church and our journey to where he's taking us. That's what I do. And I remind myself that the best possible thing I can do for God is to... That's the best possible thing I can do to give him pleasure. Everyone's wondering, well, you know, how do I... If that's possible, get yourself in a place of blessing. Now, I remind myself of that takes all the pressure off this morning that God wants to bless you because it gives him pleasure. And enjoy the ride. Good reason. Some people have got that reason. Oh, God wants to bless me. But they don't do anything about it. You have to leave. Until you do that, nothing really happens. Chris and I, you know, reason to go. We had this wedding on. Our daughter was getting married. In fact, if I didn't go, she was just going to have some ceremony. I needed to be there. I had a reason to go. But on the 13th, and then sat down and talked about, wow, this wedding's coming up. Isn't it exciting? It's going to be really cool. And we're going to do, oh yeah, we got this wedding to go to. If we did that day after day after day and never did anything about packing the petrol in and then heading down the freeway, we wouldn't have got there. We wouldn't have experienced it. It was the same. His adventure with God wasn't going to start until he left. He was told to leave his country. Our Christian walk, my friends, requires a leaving. Never leave. They never leave. And yes, it is true that we potentially can live a fantastic life, but there's something else that's required to five. There is a journey we need to go on. There's some things that we need because it's a leave your preferences, leave your way of life and come over here, over here. Now that might mean some things to people this morning. It's coming. I love what Keith shared. God speaks to him in another state, another city, another church. 2016, we've got to change as a people. And that means that some of us right here, some of you are going to have to settle issues about giving. We've got to leave that accumulating thing. That's the world we live in. That's gather as much as you can. How pointless is it, really? But that is it. Accumulate everything. We've got to do that. Well, the adventure doesn't start in accumulating. There's adventurous there. You don't need God. You just need your boss to smile upon you. Now, if you give what you have, you create a hole. See this hole I've got into me? What are you going to do about it? Now the adventure begins. Over here, it's an adventure with God time. And you won't see God move. Make, I'm going to leave. And I'm going to move over this way. You know, and then they get a job and they get their own careers and all those sorts of things. And their parents are still giving their giving that place of adventure. You got to leave. Some of us, out of this idea that we had to be relevant to the world, the church has got all of these, and you've got the, you know, the children's church show on, and how am I going to be blessed in church? You know what we're like as humans? You'd think it's amazing for a few weeks. Then it'd be ho-ho there. The adventure starts when you get off your bum. Let us say bum in church. Too bad, did. Serve God, because it's in the serving that the adventure happens. You've got to leave this idea. Now people are friendly to me. Forget it. Go over here to the place of blessing and make life things on there. I tell you, in 2017, they'll be there, faded. Put yourself in a place of blessing and make that happen. You know, some responsibility for this because I've always wanted a church where people choose to be there. This whole coast has got a problem. It's all about, I don't know, it's a bit sunny. Beach is talking to me. It's about saying, hey, I want to be part of a fellowship. And I'm going to fit God into my lifestyle. I'm going to fit into his lifestyle. It's a leaving. To our world, because I'm telling you, the devil will keep you busy. Money will keep you busy. And until you leave, until you get to the place of blessing, nothing happens. Seven, we're going to look at something that happened in the.
Excellent, I'm free again. Here we have Stephen accused of blasphemy. So what does he say? In response, Father Abraham, while he was still in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran, leave your Chaldeans and settled in Haran. After the death of his father, God sent him to this land. We have heard that and have heard it taught that Abraham, when he heard God, now we see Stephen speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, because it had been poured out at Pentecost. He heard God speak in Ur of Chaldea. Which is also in Mesopotamia. So what had actually happened, because of that, nothing happened. He actually stayed in the same country and he stayed with his father. Moves, things started to happen. So he had left his home, but he hadn't left. And we cannot be like that. Guy was saying, leave 2015 behind. You want to go? Nothing will happen. That's the second component. Journey we're on. There's a sanctified, by faith we are saved, but there's a sanctification. We're going as a church. We are moving as a church. It's a journey. Now, who likes ropes? I love the journey. You know, I'm just back from traveling 4,000K, went over to Adelaide. You know, my wife, she put her hand up there. Now let me uncover her. And she said, I don't mind the journey. Yeah, I enjoy the drive. Had you had asked her, you would rather have flown that look. What a stupid question. The changes in scenery. I love the roll of the tires on the... I love the people you meet on the way. I love the adventure. The whole... You do get a sore bum. I've said it twice now. Because flying is somewhat quicker than there. There are some inconsiderate drivers that haven't got the excellent driving skills of the trip. And I'd do it tomorrow. If you say, hey, drive to Cairns. Okay. Off I'd go. Walk is a bit like that. There are inconveniences that we... Sometimes we don't even want to be here. I mean, really, is that possible? But it's true, isn't it? We would rather be at the... It's tough sometimes. We talk of blessing and no blessing seems to appear. Statement in saying, funny looking blessing. There's tough times. You know, you're going to find some people who on your Christian walk aren't as kind. But you will meet more kind people in your Christian walk than unkind. Any is worth it. So I just say to you, enjoy your walk. It's a joy. Enjoy it. So there's a journey, but you need a destination. You've got to be going somewhere. You've got a reason to go, but you've got to. That's what I love about verse 5 of Genesis 12. You know, Chris and I, we got to Adelaide. We knew it was Adelaide. I'd seen it. Adelaide. And my thermometer told me it was Adelaide. We got to our... Now, you and I are on a journey that has a destination, and we're going to a destination. Simple one. The one we reached, that is our destination in Christ. Ultimate destination is we're having an eternity with our Father in heaven. Who's looking forward to that? We've got to be living in this world. We've got to be finding out what is this destination in. Not worrying about eternity. This is not heaven's waiting room. I'm not sitting around waiting to die. And Jesus told us one thing. The destination you've got to be is remain in me. Now, this is how you remain in me. He says, remain in my love. Now, that doesn't mean, love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I really love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I'm remaining in your love here. Waiting is a very simple thing. And you've heard me say it in this church before. You, as I have loved you. That is where we remain in his, going to a place of giving, leaving, let me be served, and going to a place of serving, loving one another as I have loved you. You do that, you're in loving one another as Christ loved you. You want to be in the place of blessing, you want to be in that. It's not for us. It's not because we want a biggest church on the coast. It's not to make God. You know you're in Christ when you're living for others like that. A lot of people about what you are creating, the life you are making happen in Christ. Don't sit over here and whinge. Nation, the last element of your journey is just enjoy being there. We had a ball. The Christian walk has that element in it too. Is a part where we find out what life in Christ is about, and we, an amazing year for this church. Your question is, are you going to be part of it? Read about everyone else having a good time on Facebook. Because I'm a fool and share stories of what he did somewhere else. I'm over that. We serve a great God. Let's just open up. our hearts to God. Father, we embrace some things happening in our lives that are beyond our wildest dreams and beyond our wildest... Now we want to live it. We want to arrive. And Father, if we have gone back there, we leave this morning. We leave and catch up and go into the place you want us to be. We want to experience the adventures in giving, in forgiving, in loving, in much more in this year. So we ask you, Father, this morning to be... Let's have some great coffee. And my wife has been making...
Thank you for downloading this podcast. If you would like more information about our church, visit centrallife.com.au.